Blog Talk Radio.
Hakaday. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome back to Lightbringer Productions. I'm your host, Michaela, and joining us today is guest speaker Gerald Paulson of Guam Business Discovery. So welcome, Jared, to the show.
Hakaday. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Before we get into it, I just wanted to share with our listeners a little bit about who you are and why you're even why you started Guam Business Discovery.
Great. I started Guam Business Discovery about 10 years ago now, and it was as a result of some discussions I had with some folks at the U.S. Department of Commerce, because they do not do trips and business trips to Guam, because they can only do international trips. So we started it in response to the overwhelming request to bring new business to the island in support of the military buildup. And we've been doing it ever since.
Well, speaking of military buildup, for those that don't know anything about that, you maybe can shed some light about the whole military buildup that's been going on Guam for a while now.
The military buildup's been going on now for almost 10 years. It all started with a treaty that was signed between the Bush administration and the government of Japan to relocate the 3rd Marine Division from Okinawa to Japan. But in order to do that, they have to build a brand new Marine Corps base to house all of the Marines and their families. So it was decided that of the 8,000 Marines of the 3rd Marine Division in Okinawa, that 5,000 will be stationed on Guam. And the other 3,000 will be stationed in other places around the world where our Marine Corps bases are. So they are in the process of building a brand new base for the Marine Corps in Guam, up in the village of Dededo. And they just stood up the flag for the first time about 2 months ago.
That's amazing, because that's where my family's from, and from Dededo too. So why don't we talk a little bit more about, well, first of all, you know, with bringing businesses to Guam, like what type of businesses, I mean, would you say would be appropriate? Any and all?
The best way to say it is I'm going to paraphrase our former lieutenant governor, or our former governor, Governor Calvo, when he said during one of the State of the Island addresses that he gave, is that Guam does need everything. This is an unprecedented buildup for Guam, and Guam has business professionals currently, but what we don't have is enough business professionals in any profession. So we do need everything, whether it's telephone poles to transformers to you name it, it's still needed in regards to the buildup, since this is such a massive buildup and how it's going to change the lives of everyone on island.
That's amazing. I mean, here it being 2021, that definitely rings opportunity for sure. So what I wanted to ask you, Jerry, is, you know, when businesses are looking to bring their businesses wherever, I mean, what would you say makes Guam stand apart versus bringing it to another location?
What sets apart the opportunities in Guam is the amount of money. There's over $8 billion, with a B, $8 billion that the U.S. federal government has set aside for this buildup and to build the base. On top of the $8 billion, the Undersecretary of the Navy came out publicly and set aside $1 billion in sustainability monies for all the upgrades. And on top of that, there's approximately $3 billion that was set aside just for all the government of Guam improvements, which that money is designed for the revitalization, the rejuvenation of just Guam itself through the government of Guam contracts. And then the unknown pot of money is what is private sector going to spend? Nobody knows, but you can be rest assured, Michaela, it's going to be well over $1 billion. So when you add it all up, between the federal government, the government of Guam and private sector, there's going to be approximately $13 to $15 billion that will be spent in order to relocate and move 5,000 Marines from Okinawa.
That's amazing right there. Well, you and I also wanted to ask you, too, was when people do go, I mean, I have never heard of any other company that has been bringing any businesses to Guam. Could you describe what that would be like, what Guam Business Discovery entails, like a trip to Guam?
Sure. Our Guam Business Discovery trips are unique. They are modeled, and we do use the business model that we had gotten from the United States Department of Commerce. So it's not a new business model, but it is a business model that is tried and true. So a business hires us or retains us or signs up with us, whatever you want to call it. And for a fee, we will take them on a 6-day trip to Guam. We will meet them there at the resort or hotel when they get land in Guam on our beautiful island. And then for the next 6 days, we will take them everywhere. We will provide them with a tour of our island on Sunday. When they arrive on Saturday night, we'll take them out on Sunday. We'll take them all over Guam. We start by taking them down to Paseo, which is our park. We take them around the west side of the island. And we have lunch down at Jeff's Pirates Cove, which is a very famous spot to go and have lunch on the Pacific Ocean. And then we take them all the way down to the bottom of the island and back up and around, show them some of the key historical places that we have on Guam, to include Fort Soledad. And we bring them back so that they're back in time for the evening, so that by Monday morning we're ready to hit the ground running with them, and we have a full itinerary for the week, with all of their meetings planned out between the government of Guam folks, the federal government, some of the prime contractors, the Mayor's Council of Guam. If it works out and they are on island, we will meet with our U.S. representative to Congress and some of the other businesses that are involved in the buildup, as well as some of the major associations on Guam, such as the Guam Chamber of Commerce, and the Guam Contractors Association. And it culminates Friday afternoon when we get done. And throughout that week, they will have had 8 to 10 meetings. And then midweek, we break it up with a trip to Chamorro Village, which you and I, of course, are very familiar with.
Love it.
Don't we, though? And then we wrap up on Friday evening. And then they're on their own as to when they want to return. So all during the week, we take care of everything. We take care of all the logistics. Everything is included in our fee, with the exception of a couple of meals. And if they do want to stay the weekend and enjoy our island, we will be more than happy to help them with some of the arrangements for some of the things they want to do in their off time, such as deep sea fishing, going out of Apra Harbor to doing some boonie stomping up in the jungles, or just taking a relaxing day and enjoying the beaches. We'll help them so that it works out for them.
That sounds so lovely. What I love about Guam Business Discovery trips, Jerry, is that, you know, you really make it personable. There's that personal which is so unique to our island. You know, Guam people are all about, you know, hospitality. So you guys giving a taste of that for business owners to see what our island is like, that's awesome. And then the other thing that I think really stands out is just the face-to-face meetings that they get to meet with, you know, the representatives of Guam and the other businesses. And I don't think you, other businesses, you don't get that opportunity a lot of times. You're all kind of crowded in, bunched up, you know.
And our trips are very intimate. We don't take any more than 10 businesses or individuals on a public trip. And we also do private trips, which we are starting to do more and more of, which a company will retain our services to take just that company and some of its colleagues on a trip to the island. And we can even target some of their meetings even more specifically.
I think that really helps and makes things really unique for the company that's going. So I wanted to also ask, I mean, here it is, brand new year. When is the next trip?
The next trip that we are planning publicly will be for the end of April and the first part of May. We are putting those together right now, and we are taking those registrations. And it, obviously, because of COVID and the current pandemic situation, it does have that little caveat. If the quarantine restrictions have not yet been lifted, we will just push that trip a little bit until the restrictions are lifted. So they won't lose anything by it, but it will be adjustable based on the COVID restrictions for quarantine that are on the island. Hopefully by then we'll have all those restrictions lifted.
Exactly. That's what I'm praying here too. So Jerry, besides that, I mean, is there any other details that you wanted to add that we might have missed about Guam Business Discovery?
Well, there's several. One of them is the amount of opportunity, especially for small business. There is $1 billion that has been set aside for all the businesses in the social economic categories. Those categories are African-American, women-owned, Hispanic-owned, Native American Indian-owned, veteran-owned, service-disabled veteran-owned, Alaska Native Corporation, Asia-Pacific Islanders, 8A, and Hub Zone. So if your business falls into any of those categories, there's $1 billion set aside just for those companies. And if you happen to be a business and you fall into two or three categories, even better. And the entire island of Guam is a hub zone by designation. And there has been $400 million set aside just for hub zone contracts.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you highlighted that, Jerry, because, you know, as we know from the past year, a lot of small businesses have been hurt by the pandemic. So this is a great opportunity for small businesses to, like, venture outside their comfort zone and try something new.
And as far as the coronavirus, you know, it peaked on Guam back in mid-November, and it's been dramatically declining since then. And overall, there's been very few cases, relatively, in Guam since the whole pandemic started. To date, from the beginning of the pandemic to now, there's only been 142 cases on Guam as of January 11th.
Wow, that's amazing. They really had a handle on that. The other thing I wanted to add, listeners, is if you guys don't know, you know, Guam's tagline is very well known for where America's Day begins. And what I love about that is it really is the melting pot right there. You can really have a mixture of everybody and anybody. And so that's what I love about these trips, is bringing all that we have right there.
Absolutely. We have such a diverse population as far as a blend of Micronesian, Polynesian blend. Plus the food is amazing. The local food is amazing. But Guam is part of the United States. So that has its uniqueness too. You don't have to worry about the water, drinking the water. You don't have to worry about any shots before you go, because everything in Guam is just like being in the United States, except it's a little bit farther away. Okay, it's a lot farther away. And it's absolutely beautiful, and it's gorgeous.
Yes.
And it's 86 degrees median temperature every day of the year. We get about 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of darkness every day of the year. The people are phenomenal. The culture is amazing. And everyone, for the most part, has embraced the buildup. And a couple of unique trivial facts about Guam from a veteran standpoint is that every single indigenous family on Guam has had or currently has someone that has served or is serving in the United States military. And the other unique statistic is Guam has more veterans per capita than anywhere else in the United States. And since
That's
Guam
amazing.
Is a part of the United States, all the same laws apply there that they do here.
Well, I can vouch for that, being from a family of veterans myself and some still serving as well. My other thing is, Jerry, since we were talking a little bit, I want to see if you want to share with our audience anything like a personal story of you being back on the island. I mean, what is one of your favorite memories or fond memories of the island?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. I think one of the greatest, the best things about being in Guam is the people and the culture.
Right.
It's a very embracing culture, and everybody loves to share. I mean, if you have a cooler and you have some barbecue, you're going to have friends. And one of the things we always try to do on the trips is enjoy some of the local Chamorro culture together with our off-island guests by taking them down for an evening at Chamorro Village on Wednesdays. And a lot of my friends on Guam, once they know that I've got off-island guests, they'll invite the entire group over to their home and we'll give them a regular Chamorro barbecue.
That is how they do it. Very special.
It is. I've got some friends who have a couple of boats down at the harbor, and they've always been more than welcoming to our off-island guests by giving them the opportunity to do some deep sea fishing or helping to arrange for some other things that they'd like to do. Guam's also one of the dive capitals of the world, so there's always opportunity if you're a diver, scuba diver, to go out and explore some of the waters and the reefs and the coral that we have in Guam. Aside from just enjoying all the activities that are on Guam, you know, for an island as small as we are, and we're only 9 miles wide and 30 miles long, there's always something to do on Guam. And there's always fun things to do on Guam. And since we have 19 villages, every village has its day, if you will, to have fun. So,
yeah.
You know, Telefofo, we have the banana festival. Marizo, we have the crab fest. So depending on when you're there, if some of these villages are having some of their festivals, it's a chance to get out and explore yourself or have us help you to take you there and get you there so you can see and experience some of the Guam life, the Guam culture, and the Guam people.
That's awesome. Jerry, I wanted to ask you before I forget, if anybody wants to reach you to schedule a trip, how would they do so?
Sure. They can contact our office, and we're Chicago-based in Central Time Zone. That's our international headquarters for Guam Business Discovery, and the phone number there is 847-529-5200. We can also be reached by email at info@paulsonproductionsinc.com. That's info@paulson, P-A-U-L-S-E-N, productions, productions, inc.com. We are a veteran-owned business, and we have been in business now we just started our 27th year this month.
Awesome. Congratulations. And the other thing, I'm not sure, you're welcome. I'm not sure what you would call this, but you would have it's not an info packet, but I'm sure if any of the businesses wanted to contact you to get an overview, you have that ready and available, right?
We do have a packet of information that my staff has put together. It's a great packet. It tells you a little bit about everything you want to know about Guam all in one packet. And once a company or an individual registers, we work with you. We just don't abandon you. So once you register, you put your deposit, we will then ask you to give us your bio and a capabilities statement on your company. We forward it on to those that we meet with. We also have a relationship with a travel agency, so we get discounted tickets. And then you can stay wherever you want when you go to Guam. Most people stay at one of the resorts. Some people choose to stay at a different hotel, maybe where their company has a lot of points. Or they can book their tickets on Expedia or one of those types of sites, whatever they would like to do. But if they want our help, we'll be glad to help. And then they would stay at the resorts under our corporate package, where they would get all the amenities and be able. Yeah, and then they get to stay right there on the Philippines, see and enjoy all the amenities.
I miss that, Jerry. I'm a little bit biased myself because I am from Guam. It's been a long time that I've been over there, but I mean, I'm all about seeing our island succeed and seeing America continue to grow. And Guam, USA, we are part of America. So I'm glad that Jerry was able to come on today and share a little bit about Guam business discovery. Jerry, we got a few more minutes left, but I wanted to see if there's anything else you wanted to add before we...
Well, the other thing that we've started to add and we're finding out that people are really interested in companies are... Being in Guam, that's a hub. It's a hub for Micronesia. So we've had a couple companies even have us take them to some of the other islands in Micronesia while they're on the trip. So we'll spend a week in Guam, and then they maybe want to branch out and go to Saipan or to Pohnpei or to Palau for additional business opportunities. So we can help coordinate and facilitate some of that as well. And then while we go to these meetings, these business meetings during the day, mm-hmm. myself and my staff are always right there to help facilitate everything and help coordinate all these meetings. So we are literally with you for the most part all the time. There is some downtime. You know, Monday we may have 3 meetings. Tuesday we may have 4. Wednesday we may have 1, maybe 2, 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. So you do have a little bit of downtime, especially for those who aren't used to the jet lag, since we are, well, from Chicago, we're 15 or 16 hours, depending on the time of year. There's quite a time difference. So right now in Guam, it is, it's about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning right now in Guam tomorrow. So we do have that time change to consider.
I was trying to check the weather over there, but I'm pretty sure it's the standard
80-something degrees. It's 85, 86 every day. That's a given.
I'm trying to check that right now, Jerry. Oh, wait. Okay. It was 84. Right now it's 82. But, yep, in the 80s. And then the lowest it gets is high 70s, 77 degrees. Not bad, you guys.
That's the way it is every day of the year. You can't go wrong.
Most beautiful sunsets. Agreed. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for coming on the show and just sharing a little bit about Guam Business Discovery and, again, where they can reach you and just moving forward this year to new opportunities.
Yep. They can also follow us on our Facebook page. We do have a Facebook page at Guam Business Discovery, and there's information on there. And we're always available for more questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And y'all, everybody that was listening today, thank you so much. Make sure you share with your friends and any other good business that should be coming to Guam. We look forward to having you there. Again, thank you again for listening to Lightbringer Productions. Take care and listen to our next show. Adios. See you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you. Adios. See you soon.
Adios. Bye-bye.